Praise the Lord. Numbers chapter 23. And we're going to look at verse 19. Amen, this morning. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. And the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He hath said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Amen. I want to preach just a little while on this thought, maybe a question. Do we believe God? I want to ask you, did you believe God in 2015? Amen. Well, are you going to believe God in 2016? See, we got to come to a realization of whether we believe God or we don't believe God. That's the question we need to ask ourselves. And as I was looking at this and I was thinking this, you know this in this number section here, chapter 22 through 24, it's talking about this this prophet, and his name's Balaam. And Balaam is prophesying for Balak, the king of Moab. Balak goes to Balaam, and he sends folks to him, and he said, I need you to come down. He said, there's a great people that come into the community. And he said, it's a great group. He said, it's greater than we are. And what I need you to do, I need you to come down, and I need you to curse this people. He said, they've done moved into the community. He said, the community ain't nothing like it used to be since they moved in. Have you ever thought about the communities which we live? Amen. Have you ever thought about, and have you ever thought about the influence that you're making in that community? Wouldn't it be great if the community which we live said, you know what? Since they moved in, things just ain't the same. Amen. Praise God for that. I'm glad that I hope to goodness that when people see our lives, they realize, praise God, there's something different, there's something a little bit peculiar about that household. Amen? Praise the Lord. We see this in this situation here. We see the story, and the king calls the Balaam. He sends out messengers, and he says, you need to come and curse this people. And now we see Balaam here. Now Balaam, his name means destruction, by the way. So if you think about that, I don't know that he could have a whole lot of encouragement in him, because his whole aspect, he was an imager, he was a soothsayer, he was a one that would try to conjure up power from another source. I want to say this morning, praise God, I believe God is the only source for our power this morning. Amen. There's not another source in the universe, praise God, that can give us the help and the hope that we need. Our help and our hope has to come from the Lord. Now we know this man Balaam, and the Bible talks about all through the Bible, the Old and New talks about this man Balaam. Balaam was a deceiver, and Balaam was deceived. Amen. I think there's a whole lot of folks around this world today that's deceived. We see people all the time. And you talk to them, they say, yeah, preacher, everything's all right. But they live like the devil. Amen. They drink their liquor. They drink their booze. They take their dope. They commit their fornication. But everything's okay. But I want to say, everything ain't okay. Amen. It's not okay, praise God, if we live outside of the will of God. If we live outside of that help of the Lord. And I want to say, He is a very present help, even in the time of trouble. When we put our confidence in our faith in Him. We see this man Balaam, his name means destruction, but the Bible says the way of Balaam. Now the way of Balaam was the Bible said he was a hireling. Amen? Said he was in it for the money. Huh? Yeah. Hey, I believe there's a whole lot of folks that claim to be Christians, and they're in it for the money. You say, what do you mean? Are you talking about preacher? No, I'm talking about people that say that they're children of God, and we just say that because we want God to just keep giving to us. We want God to just keep opening up the portals of glory and just pouring out blessings upon us, and we just want to suck them up. We just want to take them in. But praise God, we don't know nothing about reciprocating that blessing. We don't know nothing about a loving to God, praise God, that's giving them to us. You know, realize the old wicked law sinner out there, praise God, is still blessed because God is giving him every day, praise God, from the fountain of glory. Every day he's a sucking air in and he's a blowing air out. Amen. We're blessed from God. Even a sinner, amen, an unrepentant sinner is blessed of the Lord. But if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in this way of Balaam. We get caught up as a harlot. And the Bible said here that he was offered great reward for his curses. Amen? If you look over at chapter 22 and verse 5, the Bible says King Balak, he sent the king of Moabites, and he sent messengers, verse 5, therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, of Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, say, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Amen. See, now the first thing, the first problem he had, he said, they abide over against me. I think if we ain't very careful, we get to thinking that everybody's against us. Amen. That everybody, that somebody's got something, because, hey, listen, we're a child of God, we're trying to do right, but I want to say there's more that be with us, praise God, than be against us. We need to stand up and realize there's a whole lot of brothers and sisters in Christ today, amen, that love Jesus just as much as we do. Amen. And you know, I got the thing, what would have happened if old Balak would have said, you know what, praise be to God, all the things I've heard has happened to these people, how he brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand, praise God, I'd like to have what they've got. Amen. Could you imagine how it would transpose the whole world if he would have just said, you know what, we're going to welcome them in, young, we're going to feed them. They said, we don't have that kind of food. Yeah, but their God does. Amen. Amen. He's been feeding them with manna, glory to God. Angel food, praise the Lord. I thought about that. He said, they're over against us. He said, verse 6, he says, come now therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, that I may drive them out of the land. For I want that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. So somewhere or another, somebody told him that Balaam had some power with somebody. Amen. Amen. Now I don't know who he did. I don't believe he had his faith in a true and a living God. But I notice in verse 7, and said the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian. Now you got to think about these two different nations. Amen. They said they pooled their funds. He said, and they're with the rewards, now watch this, of deviation in their hand. And they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. So the Bible says us here, praise God, and they said, these elders, they get together the reward of divination. They get the rewards of soothsaying. They get the words of those that would conjure up things from another world. And they say, hey, we've got a reward for you. We got all kinds of money for you if you'll just come and curse these people, Israel. I mean, if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in that. Titus chapter 1 verse 7, he said, folks, not to be given to filthy lucre. Amen. And amen. You know what happens? You know, he's talking about the ways of Balaam. He's talking about the way of compromise. Amen. When we speak of the way of Balaam, we're speaking about a way of compromise. If we ain't very careful, we'll compromise with this world. We'll allow this political correctness to come in and overshadow our heart, overshadow our mind, and say, well, so many people's for it, they must be right. Paul in Romans chapter 3, he said, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. And I will say that if it don't line up with what God says, amen, and we do contrary to what he said, then it's compromise. Amen. Pray God, I'm glad we're not a people that compromise, but we stay with the good God of glory and just keep marching on, praise God, and he don't care if it higher lips the devil. Amen. Just keep pressing on for the cause of Christ. Pray God, he just keeps a blessing anyway. But the Bible says that way of Balaam was a way of compromise. He compromised the things of God. Amen. I believe we ought to stand up and stand faithful to the Lord. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 4, amen, the Bible says that because of that way of Balaam. See, Balaam had his way. It was a way of compromise. But in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 4 and 5, the Bible tells that God wouldn't allow Balaam to curse Israel. Amen. They was a mighty hand that had control of it. And in his heart, for the money, pray God, the compromised position, it would have been okay, but God wouldn't allow it. Amen. I'm glad there's some things God still won't allow. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? That there's still some things that God will not allow. So we see Balaam as he goes to Balak. And he gets meets him down there and he says, Lord, he said, hey, sir, so I'm glad you come. I sent for you. I don't know what took you so long. But said, you see all these people here? I want you to take them. I want you to curse them. But old Balaam, he had enough sense. He said, you know what? The only thing I can say is what God says to say. He said, I'll tell you what God says. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, listen, if anybody asks us, what our opinions, hey, listen, I don't have an opinion. But I can tell you what God says. Amen. You say, well, what is your opinion? My opinion's what God says. Amen. Hey, everybody got opinion. Hey, man, we've all got opinion, like nose on your face. But praise God, your opinion don't amount to nothing if it don't line up with what God says. It won't amount to anything. But praise God, when we begin to line up with Him, amen, we realize the power that we have through a holy and an almighty God. Amen. His opinion matters in the hearts and affairs of men. Amen. His God's opinion makes a difference in the morality of men. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad to see these folks that still got some morality. But there's a whole lot of people that don't have. We see Balaam here, and the Bible says that he came to Balak, and Balak took him up into these different places, showed him nation Israel, and he said, I want you to just go ahead and curse this people. And he said, hey, listen, he said, I've tried to do that, but all I can do is just say, hey, praise God, they're going to be blessed because God's got His hand on them. I'm going to say, praise God, it don't matter what happens in our life, as long as God's hand's upon us, praise God, we're a blessed people. It don't matter what we go through. It don't matter the hardships we face. And James said in our Sunday school lesson this morning that when temptations come, when the trials come, not if, but when. Amen. He said, praise God, just lift up your head because God Almighty has got you right where He wants you. Amen. Amen. He's got you in His hand, praise God. He'll encourage you and nurture you and get you through those hard places. Amen. How many of you have ever been through hard places? Amen. How many of you ever got up in the morning, all of a sudden something catastrophic has been? They said, hey, listen, you didn't have it yesterday, but this adverse thing, praise God, has come up in your life today. Well, what would it be if we didn't have God? If we couldn't cry out in faith, say, oh, God, help me, Lord. Believing that He would. Boy, Paul said, if we had hope in this world, we'd have all men most miserable. But he said, praise God, I've got a help and a hope that's out of this world. Amen. He said, I don't have to look down to the people at the church. I don't have to look to the people of the community. I don't have to look to the government. Praise God, I got a greater help, praise God, than any of that. Amen. The Bible says Balaam got down there and he said, I can't curse these people. He says, all I seem that I can do is bless them. Amen. And we see not only the way of Balaam, but we see the error of Balaam. Balaam made an error, amen, because he was looking through a natural eye. If we ain't careful, we'll get to looking at the world through a natural eye. And our natural eye is deceiving. Because our natural eye looks at the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. Amen. And if we ain't get careful, we'll get caught up in that and we'll be persuaded by that and we'll miss the very will of God. Amen. But praise God, when we begin to realize that the mighty hand of God is upon us, it's not a natural morality that they was looking at. Praise God, it was an awesome God who had done move through that little nation of Israel and brought them to where they were. I want to say this morning, there's an awesome God, praise God, that's done moved in our hearts and brought us from where we were to where we are. And as the little children, praise God, I tell you this morning, He's not finished because He's still working on us. He's still working on me. He's still working on you to get you and take you to that place that He wants you to be. One day in a little while, I'll be with Him. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And he said, brother, he said, if I go prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. You know, we ought to put our name there. Amen. Receive Jeff into that place. Glory be to God. And so shall I ever be with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. A place that He's got for me. Praise the Lord. But if we ain't careful, we get caught up with that natural eye and we miss the perfect plan of God. Say amen. So we get look at natural morality and we forget about the godly morality. See, God, God places, He placed the cross on the cross of, on the hill of Calvary, praise God. And He had His dear Son to go and die on the cross of Calvary, praise God, so that we might be set free. Balak, I got to think about this. Balak, Balak took old Balaam up there on top of the mountain. And he looked around, in chapter 22, he looked across the mountain there. And he had him look out over there. And the Bible says in verse 12, and God said unto Balaam, He gave it in verse 11, he said, behold, there is a people came out of Egypt, which covered the face of the earth. Come now, curse them, curse me them. Peradventure, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. See, that's what the devil would like to do. Amen. Now listen to me. The devil would like to get you discouraged where he can drive you out. He can drive you away from the things of God. Amen. So now watch this. He says, and Balaam rose up in the morning. Rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get ye into your land, for the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you. Now God had done said here to him, he said, thou shalt not go with them. Amen. He done told him, he said, you don't go with them. Amen. Said, you don't go. God had done give him a commandment. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we get caught up and we just go with the flow. But I'm saying, we got to stop sometime. We got to back up and say, you know what? I'm not going to go with the flow. I'm going to go with God. As Brother Rex talks about, we make that cut, that we submit and we commit to God, amen, and put up a resistance, amen, and God gives us the help that we need. Praise the Lord. He gives us the help that we need. We don't have the strength to overcome the devil, amen, but we have a God that's overcome him already. So we see him as he says, and Balaam knew this. See, there's so many times that we know what God wants us to do. I mean, He's already spoken to us. He's already showed us in His Word what's right. I'm going to say, we know right from wrong. Amen. We know right from wrong. Amen. We're not deceived. We know what's right and we know what's wrong. He said, Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord refuses, let me go with you. So Balaam knew he wasn't supposed to go. But let me ask you, why did he go anyway? Huh? Why did he go anyway? He goes on down verse 20. He said, God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come and call thee, rise up and go with thee. But I want you to notice the but here. He said, you know what? He said, God made us free moral agents to do that we do. But our free moral, being a free moral agent, it don't give us the right to go against God. Amen? We still have to do things that line up with the Lord. The help that we get from Him. He said, but yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that shall thou do. And see what he did? The Lord doesn't say, He said, you don't go with them. But he said, if you go, he said, you better speak what I tell you to speak. Amen? But see, God gave him a butt there. He gave him an opportunity as a free moral to make his own choices. I want to say, me and you have a right to make our own choices. So we see what takes place when he brings him up here and he puts him up on the pedestal in chapter 24. He brings him up here, or chapter 23. Said, and Balak said unto them, come, I pray thee with me unto another place, from whence thou mayest see them. Amen. So he done brought him up. He's done brought him to a high place. He said, hey, listen, look at that bunch out there. He said, just curse them that I might defeat them. Get the victory. Amen. And Balaam, he tried. He would have liked to, but he couldn't. God wouldn't let him. And he just blessed them instead. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, don't you like it when the world and people around praise God would just like to curse you, like to put you down, like to get rid of you. But praise God, you just stand for what's right. And God just blesses you on purpose. Amen. I like him blessings on purpose. Amen. Glory be to God. Just about the time that you think you can't get no help from nobody, the Lord just shows up. Intervenes in your life, praise God, and makes a difference in the hearts and the minds of men. Praise the Lord. So Balak brings him up here in a second temptation here. And he said, to another place from whence thou mayest see them. Thou shalt see but the utmost part, now watch this, of them, and shalt not see them all. and curse me them from thence. So he brings Balaam up to another place. And he says, hey, listen, he said, and this is where this morality comes in. And he looks at, in Balaam, he looks out over these people, and he sees us, maybe just the hinder part of them. Amen? Or in other words, just the fringes on the outside. The whole tribe of Israel. Amen? He doesn't see, but he sees that outside fringe. He says, well, you know what? This may be possible. Because, hey, listen, these folks that's on the outside fringe, these folks that's on the uttermost part, he said, they're so far away from the tabernacle. He said, they bound to have sin in their life. Amen. They's bound to be moral issues in their life, or they'd be pushing, wanting to get closer to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And so if we ain't very careful, praise God, we get that same mindset and attitude, amen, getting out on those fringes, amen, expecting God to move upon our lives. Glory be to God. But I won't say it is a whole lot better at the tabernacle. It's a whole lot better in the presence of the Lord, amen, where He just moves upon your life and bless you on purpose. But I won't say, glory be to God, just because they're on the outside fringes don't mean that they can't get in. Don't mean that they ain't in. Amen. Amen. We had a funeral here this week, and I was sitting back there while they was doing the funeral, while Josh was preaching, and I got to thinking about that, and I could see all the folks in front of me. I mean, I'm talking about all kinds of the poor little lady with pink hair and pokings and earrings and rings, some kind of ring, whatever you call them, poked all in them. And I got back there, and I got thinking about that, and boy, God smote my heart. I said, boy, they need help. Amen. And they do. They do need help. But what about me and what about you? If it wasn't for the grace of God, we'd be in that same shape. Amen. They need help just like we need help. What are you saying, Pastor? We're not a bit better than they are. We all need the Lord God of glory to move upon our heart and to show us our own sinfulness. Amen. Our own morality, our own sin, the nature of our sinfulness. Amen. We're all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there's a great and a mighty God, praise God, today, that'll help me and it'll help them. Amen. Praise be God. And hey, listen. I know the Bible says your body is a temple of the Lord. You young people, listen to me. Listen to Pastor Jeff. You're not supposed to go out and get tattoos and markings all over your body. Because your body is a temple of God. And God says in Leviticus not to do that. You say, well, why not, preacher? It looks pretty cool. Let me ask you a question. What would it look like if you pulled up to the church house and that somebody had spray painted graffiti all over it? Would that look cool? Somebody come in church house, somebody tried to bust the front door down. Does that look cool? No. Well, putting tattoos all over it. Your body is a temple of God. You're supposed to reverence, amen, and use it for His glory. Amen. I don't mean you go get a tattoo put on it that says, I love Jesus across your forehead either. Amen. Praise God. You reverence Him. Amen. Use your body for His glory that He might receive the glory from it. Amen. So we see him make that. Balak told Balaam, he said, yeah, just outermost part. He said, ain't bound to be some there that allow you to curse them. God said, there ain't nobody there. Praise God. I'm going to curse. He said, I done brought them out. And if God brought them out, He brought them out so that He might bring them in, glory to God. I want to say, praise the Lord. I'm glad God will bring you out. And if He brings you out, He'll bring you in. Amen. Amen. If He lifts you up like He did old Jeremiah, praise God, He'll bring you out. Amen. He won't leave you dangling over hell. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He thought there's a natural morality, he said, but he forgot about the cross of Calvary. If we ain't careful, we forget about the cross of Calvary, how it cleanses old sinners, makes them clean and white, praise God. How that precious red blood of Jesus can take an old black-hearted sinner and make them white as snow. Glory be to God. Bless His holy name. So he says, well, you know what? He said, I can't curse them. In verse 20, he said this. He said, behold, I have received commandment to bless. And He hath blessed, and I can't reverse it. Amen. He said, I can't change what God does. Amen. That's what got in our text this morning. God is not a man. Amen. He don't have to repent. He is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And what He says goes. Amen. This is the infallible Word of God. Amen. Spoken from a holy God. And what He says goes. Amen. We may not like it. I include myself. We may not like it sometimes. But praise God, because it hits us where we live. But you know what? I love it because I know He loves me. And He speaks to my heart and He gives me the help that I need. Just like He did old Balaam. Amen. Praise God. He said, you got to remember the cross. See, Balaam never had a vision of the cross. If we ever get a vision of the cross, praise God, it'll change our lives forever. So we have the way of Balaam and error of Balaam, but we have the doctrine of Balaam. He says, you know what? He said, King Balaam said, I can't curse these people. He said, God done told me to bless, and all I can do is just keep blessing them. Amen. But the doctrine of Balaam, he said, but you know what? He said, I can't curse the people. But he said, I can, what you can do is you can corrupt the people. See, there's a whole lot of the world today. Hey, they don't want to curse us. They know they can't contend against God. But amen, they said, you know what? We can't beat them. We can't stop them. But if we can corrupt them. Verse 25 said that all of a sudden these daughters of the Moabites, daughter of Midian, they begin to come into Israel. They begin to infiltrate Israel. See, that's the way the devil does. He just creeps in a little at a time. And they said, I know the fellas is upset with you being here. I know all that, but hey, listen. And they bat their big old eyes and fluff their pretty blonde hair. Amen. And they get your attention and say, hey, you know what? I know they're all against you being here, but don't you ought to just come on over here. Say, we're worshiping, we're having a party, we're eating, but we're just having a good old time. You ought to just come on. See, that's the doctrine of Balaam. He said, listen, okay. He said, you can't. He said, all I can do is bless them because that's all God wants to do. You know, that's all God wants to do to praise God for us today is just keep blessing us and blessing us and blessing us till one day He blesses us out of here. Amen. So the Bible said, a doctrine of Balaam, he said, hey, listen, just come on over here. And so they went over there and they began to eat those things that was sacrificed to other gods. And they began to, I guess after you'd eat manna for about 40 years, I guess you was pretty good, grateful to get about anything you could get. You know, something a little bit different. But they had that angel food. Glory be to God. I don't know how you ever get tired of angel food. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they got over there and they got to eating that. They said, man, this is pretty good eating. They said, yeah. And, you know, it's so good. So we're going up here and worship our God. He give it to us. What God? You know what God? Our God. Not that old God that brought, had done all this. Hey, it's our God. And so they coaxed them in. See, the doctor, he said, hey, they coaxed them in. They corrupted them. They brought them in with corruptness. See, that's what the world's wanting to do to us today. This political correctness, it's wanting to corrupt us. It's wanting to get us in a mindset and attitude that everything's all right. But everything's not all right. If it don't line up with what God says, it's still wrong. Amen. So the doctrine of Balaam, he said, I can't curse them, but he said there's a way to corrupt them. So they begin to bring it in just a little at a time. They begin to infiltrate the ranks of Israel. Amen. And the next thing you know, they've got them in there and they've got them doing and believing and going in different directions. Amen. Contrary to the things of God. If we ain't very careful, we'll do the same thing. We'll get caught up in those same things. He's talking about these Moabite women. Say, so called the people into the sacrifices of their gods. Amen. Little g gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. Amen. I want to say there's only one God today. And it's God Jehovah. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, sitting at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for me and you. Bless His holy name. You say, hey, what I'm asking this morning, do you believe that in 2016? Amen. He's just as real today as He was last Thursday. Amen. I believe God's still on the throne, the true and the living God, our ever-present help, the one that gives us everything that we need. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we see this prophet, he had a clear commandment from God. He said, don't go there. He said, don't go there. You know what? I think He's just speaking to us today in the same language. He's telling each one of us today, he said, don't go there. He said, what is He talking about, preacher? He's talking about wherever the devil and the world trying to take you. He said, don't go there. He said, just stay with God in 2016. Amen. He said, how do you do that? By submitting yourself to the Lord. By saying, Lord God, I'm nothing but You're everything. And Lord, I'm putting my hope, my family, my life in Your hands. Totally committing it to You, Lord. That You'd take my life and You'd lead me, You'd guide me, You'd direct me. Praise God. In the way that You'd have me to go. God give us direction. He said, don't go there. Told Balaam, He said, don't go there. He's telling us, don't go there. He said, stay on that. You know, I won't say the way of a child of God. It's hard way. I'll be honest with you, it ain't easy to be a child of God. It ain't easy to live right. It ain't easy to walk right. It ain't easy to talk right. But there's a God, praise God, that said He'll help us to do that. Said He'd be that ever-present help. Amen. He'll carry us along, praise God. When you're too weak to stand and you hit your knees, praise God, that's when you're the tallest with God. Amen. Going through all these things and that we went through in 2015. I know several folks here, I can look at your faces, went through things with you. We went through with you. You went through them. We went through them. Church went through them. People went through them. Families went through them. Amen. Just all kind of adversity. Amen. But praise God, look where you're at now. God brought you through that. Praise God. He helped you. He strengthened you. He healed you. Amen. He put your feet back. And praise God, give you another opportunity. Amen. The way a transgressor is hard. Amen. The path that we follow, that is a straight and a narrow path. He said, there's few that will find that path that leads to righteousness. But praise God, when we settle in our hearts that we're going to go with God. Amen. We see this as that Balak took Balaam up on top of those mountains. And they looked out across these different places. One of them was Pisgah. Amen. And he looked about across the mountains. He looked across the children of Israel. He looked across those valleys from the top of the mountain. I want to say sometimes, praise God, to believe God. It's easy to believe God, Brother Rick, when you're on the mountain. It's easy, praise God, when you're way up here shouting the glory and the praise of God. It's easy, praise God, to believe God. Amen. When you're way up here, amen, in the glory, praise God, it's easy to magnify and lift up His name. When you're way up here on the mountain, say, man, hey, I believe God. Look where I'm at. But what about when you're down there in the valley? Uh-huh. I mean, what happens when you're down there in the valley and the despair and the anguish and the heartache and the indecision and the controversy? What about your God then? Amen. See, where Balaam was missing it. No matter where the children were, no matter where you're at, praise God, He's still God. Amen. Whether here on the mountaintop shouting the glory or whether you're in the lowest valley, amen, glory be to God. Hey, the only reason there's a light on in the valley is because He's that light. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're on that top of that mountain and see things start going bad. See, it's easy to praise God when you're on top of the mountain. But when you start to descend, amen, when you just start to descend off the mountain, things aren't going just exactly the way they ought to, and you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to make sense of it all. Amen. Are you there with me? Huh? I mean, you've been way up here, but God's been good. He's been blessing you. You got a good family. You got a good job. God's blessing you, praise God, and you're on the mountain. Then you start to descend down, and no matter how you dig and scratch, it seems like you just keep going down. Just keep going down. It's a whole lot easier to praise God and give Him glory and count Him as yours when you're on top. Amen? But when you start descending, amen, glory be to God, and it seems like you're falling with a breakneck speed, and it seems like your vehicle you're riding in, the brakes is gone out, and it seems like you're heading down to a crash. It's a whole lot harder to say He's God. Amen. When it seems like everything's aspiring out of control. Amen. Whole lot easier when you're way up here. Amen. Really, it's probably easier when you're way down here in the valley. Amen. Because you get down to a point where you can't go no lower. You know the old saying, lower than a snail's belly? Amen. And you're just creeping and crawling and digging. Amen. But you go to Christ. But pray, what about when you're a sin? What about when you just get to praising God and giving Him glory, and all of a sudden you start crawling up out of that valley? You start coming up out of that valley, praise God. You start ascend up out of that valley. Amen. And you're ascending under the mountaintop. Amen. Hey, and it seems like you're just a digging and a scratching and a scratching and a digging just to try to gain a little bit of ground. It seems like every bit of it is an uphill climb. Amen. Are you there with me this morning? I'm talking about believing God in 2016. This year, praise God, in which we're living right now. Amen. They're going to be hardship. They're going to be trials. We're just going to have to keep digging, keep trusting the Lord, keep praying, keep magnifying, keep lifting up praises of thanksgiving. You know what happens when we begin to dig up, we begin to climb, make out ascend. We begin to climb up out of that valley, praise God, and we begin to take a step. Praise God. What we got to do, Brother Rex, just take a step at a time. Amen. With the help of the Lord, take a step at a time with the help of the Lord and say, Lord, praise God, thank you for helping me ascend. Thank you for helping me come out. There may be some things in your life this morning. Praise God, you may need to confess and leave behind. Amen. On this journey called life in 2016. But praise God, if we'll do that, God will bless you for that. And as He takes those things away, just say, thank you, Lord, as we ascend up. Amen. One step at a time, just a little bit of time. Amen. As we climb up out of that valley, glory be to God with praises on our lips. For every step of advancement God gives us, amen. Sing the praises and the glory to God. Till one day maybe you get a prayer and you right there at the crest. Amen. I mean, you get right there at the crest of the mountain, praise God. Right there where it's where you're just about, it seems like just a little further, praise God, and you can get a peek into glory. Amen. And just a little bit farther, praise God, and you can just see in the portals of glory, see the good God that you believe in, that your faith is in. Amen. And the mighty hand of God just moves upon you in such a way. Praise God. And you realize, praise God, it's just right there. Amen. Just a few more steps, a few more lunges, a few more trials, a few more things to go. And praise God, I'll be there in the presence of God. Well, I won't say praise the Lord. What do you think got you there? Amen. It was God Almighty that brought you up that mountain. It was God Almighty that ascended down and got you. And it's God Almighty that's bringing you up. God wants to lift you up. He wants to lift higher and higher. Praise God to one day. I never forget the story they told of Ralph Sexton Sr. They said when he was a dying, said his family was all around him. So he was laying there on the bed and his daughter was there. And he said he was looking up at the ceiling. He said, lift me up. Said she got pillow and she raised him up. She stuffed pillows in behind him. He said, lift me up. Lift me up. She just kept stuffing pillows in behind him, kept propping him up, propping him up. He said, a little higher, a little higher. And she was I could see her as the tears were running down her face. She couldn't find no more pillows to prop him up, to get him up higher. And her husband said, honey, and put her hand on his shoulder, said, honey, he's not talking to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, he was getting to the crest of this thing. Glory be to God. And the good God of glory was reaching down for him, and he was reaching up. I want to say this morning, glory be to God, youngins, what we got to do, praise God, is just keep reaching up. Just keep climbing. Amen. Just keep believing God in 2016. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Man ain't got nothing for us. Amen. We think of this is going to be a decisive year, and it probably will. But if we ain't careful, we'll put our faith and our confidence in some man to come in and change this whole thing. I want to say, listen, we still got 12 months to endure. And I'm going to say this, we ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. But praise be to God, I want to say the only thing that's going to deliver us out of here is just keep climbing for Jesus. And it don't matter how much the politician, people around us want to curse us and put us down and do away with us. Amen. Praise God. God's mind, in God's mind, as long as we keep climbing, keep looking, it's His mind to just keep blessing us. Amen. Just to keep helping. Paul said, I'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread. Amen. See, what, Pastor Jeff, what does that mean? It means, praise God, as long as we keep digging, scratching, just keep staying with God. Just keep believing God. Amen. He's going to take care of me and you. He's going to take care of me and you. Praise God. He's going to provide for me and you. Glory be to God till He takes us out of here to be with Him. And all glory be to God. What a day that's going to be. But you know what we've got to do today? We've got to settle in our hearts and our minds today that you know what? No matter what happens, we're going to start today and we're going to put God first. And we're going to make this a blessed new year with the help of the Lord. Because see, you and I can't do that by ourselves. I mean, we can dig and scratch and try to have, but we'll never have that what we need, praise God, till we get what we need from God. Amen. Our families, amen, they won't prosper. Amen. They won't prosper. Our lives won't prosper. Our job, nothing will prosper, praise God, till we put God first. Because God is our blesser. He's the one that has everything that we need. And when we put our faith in Him, I've told you the story, I believe it's Papa John's or Frank P., one of them. There's Papa John. One of them, anyway, he was working and he was a building a great franchise. And one day he came to himself, he was sitting in church. He said, you know, he said, it's not right. He said, here I am at church, God just to bless me. I mean, the Spirit of God was overflowing him. And he said, no, it's not right. I'm here getting blessed every Sunday and my people's down there working, try to make me a dollar. So they said he went in on Monday. He come up with a plan. He went in and he said, look, folks. He said, he gathered them all together in different quarters. And he said, look, and said, this is what we're going to do. He said, I'm going to give you a little bit of raise. Boy, that's, whoa, praise the Lord. But he said, I want to tell you something. He said, from now on, we're going to be closed on Sundays. He said, we're going to be closed on Sundays. But he said, what I want you to do. He said, I'm going to leave you, I get you have office, but I want you to go to church. I want you to find a house of God. Amen. And so he closed down on Sundays. Wasn't open no more on Sundays. But you know what God said, what God did? They said that God manifested Himself in that business. That through the week, those 6 days, He made more than He was making in seven. Amen. Amen. That He made more than He was making in seven. Why? Because God. Because He put God first. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you know what? And this year, whatever year, He said, this year, He said, I'm going to believe God. Amen. He said, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust God. Guess there's a similar story. You know the little Chick-fil-A? Yeah. I don't like to say chick because I get it messed up with tiggers. Amen. But Chick-fil-A done the same thing. The owner of Chick-fil-A started out with those little stores, but he never was open on Sundays. He said, if we can't make it in six, we'll definitely not make it in seven. He said, that's the Lord's day. Amen. And they said that when he retired, he was living off of 10% and he was giving away to charities 90% of what he made. Amen. They was a while back, just a couple years ago, remember the sodomites rose up. Amen. Because he said something that sodomy wasn't right. One of his spokesmen said sodomy wasn't right. And so the sodomites rose up and said, well, we're going to protest Chick-fil-A and we'll put them out of business. I don't know about you, I went about every day. Amen. With Chick-fil-A, and boy, you go to Chick-fil-A, and it was just lined up. You know what God done? God says, because you took a stand for what's right in this year, He said, I'm going to bless you on purpose. And they said, I forget how many, because of that, I forget how many new stores, they said, Chick-fil-A opened up. Amen, where they had planned to open stores. The fund just poured in. Amen. Why? Because you can't outgive God, youngins. You cannot outgive God. Amen. Balaam, he said, just curse them. Amen. Just curse them so I'll be blessed. I want to say, praise God, you can't curse something. God's a blessing. Amen. When God's a blessing, you wanting to be blessed, praise God, God will bless you on purpose. He'll pour out those blessings. He'll give you that help, hope, and confidence. But the thing is that we have to believe God in 2016. Amen. This ought to be the year that we say, you know what, God? I'm just going to believe you. I'm just going to put my faith and my trust in you. That whether I'm up here or I'm down here, you're still God. Amen. Whether I'm alive or whether I'm dead, you're still God. Whether I'm prosperous or in poverty, you're still God. Amen. Lord, I'm just trusting you. You know how you can do that? I'm going to hush. You know how you can do that? By just putting yourself in the hand of a holy God and say, God, I belong to you. Amen. I belong to you. And beside you, there is no other. God, there's nothing like you in these last. Well, I'm glad. You know what? We're living in a trying time. But praise God, I'm glad to be a child of God in 2016. Amen. I'm tickled to death to be a child of God in 2016. How about you? How about you?